Hey guys, the podcast is currently loading. It's driven by Blaze Alexander Ford, Route 45, Lewisburg.
You're listening to Morgan in the Morning, 94KX.
It's Monday morning, and what a weekend it was. Wow, wow, wow. I don't think I had a minute on the weekend where I wasn't en route or doing something or coming home or having fun elsewhere. Hopefully you were the same. A 4th of July parade in Lewisburg on August 7th. Isn't that cool? I mean, some people said it was strange, but no, if you were there, it was most enjoyable because it represented so many things. We honor our veterans like Lewisburg does so well every year, but it also like symbolized that we're going to be okay. At least this is what I felt in my heart. Like, we're going to be okay. I mean, it's not the 4th of July, it's the 7th of August, but we're going to have a parade because we couldn't have one when we wanted to. I thought that was just amazing. Well done in Lewisburg. Meanwhile, Northumberland, it was Lemonade Day, and I hadn't been there in a long time since my girls were little. Now they're all grown and gone. So check out our Facebook page. Everything from talking to Ms. Lemon, the largest lemon I've ever seen. You don't find lemons like that in the produce aisle. She was amazing. Anyway, and all the little kids and their parents and their grandparents. Again, there was a feeling of love, like a feeling of let's have fun. You know, a feeling we haven't felt in a long time. Sure, there's still skeptics out there and naysayers, but as we tough through this and we're on the other side of COVID, at least I hope so. Variant or no variant. I you know, things like Lemonade Day just make people happy. And when I was leaving, the kids were asking me what they thought of their sidewalk chalk. And I stopped and I watched them draw, and I thought, I'm having a serious flashback. My sidewalk in front of my house when my kids were growing up was always covered with chalk. It was a constant. You had to buy new sidewalk chalk every summer because the other stuff was just worn down. Anyway, Lemonade Day in Northumberland, absolutely, absolutely wonderful. And then, then it was a Spyglass night, and not just any Spyglass night. Blues Traveler, the main act, but two amazing opening acts. Gabe Stillman was the surprise opener. He's from Williamsport. What a blues kid. I mean, he's been wailing that guitar since he was about 16. Maybe he's in his early 20s now. I couldn't put an age on him, but Gabe, great job. J.J. Gray and Mofo is the opening act for Blues Traveler, and J.J. Gray is amazing. That's all I could say. I love blues music. It's in my soul. And, I just had a great time Saturday. Yesterday, a surprise visit. My youngest daughter from Baltimore came up with her new boyfriend, and they were at Knoebels, and they went to some of the best swimming holes and watering holes in central PA, and we had lunch in Lewisburg, and oh, man, what a great weekend. And then, globally, the end of the Olympics, the closing ceremony, quite emotional.
For the first time since the pandemic began, the entire world came together. Billions of people around the globe were united by emotion, sharing moments of joy and inspiration. This gives us hope. This gives us faith in the future. And now I have to mark the end of this most challenging Olympic journey. I declare the games of the 32nd Olympiad closed.
IOC President Thomas Bach during the closing ceremonies. But before the closing, lots of excitement. The USA winning gold in the women's 4x4 relay. And that means my favorite Olympian, Allison Felix, won her 11th medal, becoming the most decorated U.S. track and field athlete ever. In her final event, she broke the record.
So special, I mean, to do it with these bright lights of the sport who are going to carry the sport, you know, on so far. It's so special.
And I asked you to do this Friday. Google Allyson Felix. Her story is amazing. Let's just say this much. I bet you Nike feels bad for dropping her because she was too old and she had a baby. Whoopsie. The men also won gold in men's 4x4.
As the old adage and saying says, save the best for last.
They did save the best for last. I don't know if you're into water polo, but the women won there as well.
The smile and the celebration as we count down to the dying seconds of this match.
Water polo's more laid back.
And the USA are three-time gold medal winners. London 2012, Rio 2016, and now Tokyo 2020.
They beat Spain. The U.S. team wins gold in women's volleyball as well.
Another point for the United States.
Yeah, there it is. And two of the most exciting events of the weekend, if you like basketball, how'd you like the fact that we won gold in women's and men's?
Towards history, the gold standard in women's basketball belongs to the United States of America.
How about that? And last night, the men winning as well.
The corner, his three's an air ball. Holiday with the lead and the ball. And Kevin Durant leads the United States.
Kevin Durant holds the ball in the end. Whether you're an Olympic fan or not, it was an amazing Olympics, as you heard Rob the Sports Center say. We led in all medals. That's something to be proud of. How about that? It's Morgan in the Morning.
Morgan in the Morning, 94.1 WQKX.
More places now demanding masks everywhere you go. Disney now says masks are now required at their theme parks and requiring all their workers to be vaccinated. They are taking all precautions. Now when the prince wakes Sleeping Beauty, he does it with an elbow bump.
Oh, stop. It's good to have late night sound bites back, though. At least Bill Maher is with us. All other networks, every single one of them, have taken the last 2 weeks off for the Olympics. So at least we had Bill Maher on the weekend. Late night sound bites all morning with Morgan in the Morning. How about it? Did you go to any yard sales over the weekend? Did you find any old video games? Another unopened copy of Super Mario Brothers for the NES sold for $2 million. This officially breaks the record of the video games from a couple months ago. $2 million for Super Mario. That's a lot of moolah, Mario. News is next with Mark, Rob the Sports Center, and some new guy doing the AccuWeather. We've got it for you. We're going to celebrate Book Lovers Month, just in case you did go to a yard sale and snatch up some books. And it is Polka Day, which is more than just a national holiday. They're already partying in Shamokin. Stay with us. Morgan in the Morning.
Morgan in the Morning, weekdays at 6 a.m., 94KX.
Happy National Book Lovers Day.
Yay!
Without you book lovers, we would never know that the movie we're currently watching is so much worse than the book.
Well, there's that movie Mike.
They totally left out one of the best characters.
Yeah, movie Mike.
We'd also miss out on all those great posts about how you're just going to stay in and relax with a nice bubble bath and a really good book.
That's kind of boring.
And during COVID, we could see you on Zoom with so many books, they wouldn't even fit on your shelf.
Yeah, they were fake.
What a stacker you are.
Uh-huh.
Yes, we get it. You don't watch TV. You're just so much better than us.
Yeah, you're so
little
smart.
Little notes in the margins of the pages.
Why?
Aren't you so smart?
I think you're getting a little nasty here.
Why don't you just read a book titled I'm Better Than Everyone I Know because I'm a freaking book lover?
Hey, stop.
Enjoy your day.
All right, that went the wrong way. I apologize. It's National Book Lovers Day. I used to read like crazy when I was a kid. Remember the bookmobile? Did you have them where you grew up? That big bus that would pull in behind your school because your library kind of sucked. I went to a small Catholic school. All the books in the library were about saints. I was like, okay, I'd like to broaden my horizons a little bit. So the bookmobile would come around to St. Teresa in South Wilkesbury. And we'd all climb aboard one class at a time and pick out a book. That's pretty cool. They packed a lot of books into that big white bus. I learned a lot besides the books, too. We've talked about what a weird kid I was, how inquisitive I was. My dad used to always say, boy, ask too many questions. but the guy who drove the bookmobile had like a little facial deformity. And all the kids in class would say that he was like a monster or something. And I wasn't that kid. I was always inquisitive. So I one day just flat out asked him. He was stamping my book and I said, "Hey, sir, what happened to your head, the top of your face? What happened?" And he looked at me and he said, "You should get a book about World War II. And you should read about World War II and how many Americans died." And I was like, "Is that what happened to your face and your head?" And he said, "Yes." I can't believe I'm sharing this story. It just like touched my heart. So I did get a book. And probably at the age 7 or 8, I don't remember, I became a historian at that moment. And I love history ever since. Wow. It's Morgan in the Morning. Coming up, a chance for you to win with Wise Markets as we all go back to school and look for the bookmobile. No, they're long gone. Anyway, we could win with Wise Markets, though. That's right here. We've got an item for the day, a back-to-school item from Wise Markets. We'll give it to you coming up, and the chance for you to win with Mark Stevens this afternoon.
You're listening to Morgan in the Morning, 94KX. Some call it stupid news. We say, and there it is.
All right, the real news is coming up next. Mark has that. Rob has the sports. Philly's on a tear in the end of the Olympics. And an AccuWeather forecast from some guy we don't know. But first, we don't call it stupid news. We call it, and there it is. A man over the weekend broke the lifetime record for consumption of Big Macs. He is now at 32,340.
I have eaten 32,340 Big Macs in my lifetime. I am closing in on 50 years next year of eating them every day. When I like something, I stick with it all the time.
Uh-huh.
My habit right now is just to eat 2 a day, and that would be like 14 a week.
14 a week? That's 2 a day? 2 Big Macs a day for his entire life. That's 32,340 Big Macs. Soon he will be breaking the record for the most clogged artery
ever. For every act of goofiness, there's a lesson to be learned. And there it is. On 94KX.
Wow. It's Morgan in the Morning. The real news is coming up next. Hey, it's back to school time with Wise Markets, and we've got a chance for you to win a $25 Wise gift card. All you've got to do is remember the back to school item of the day. No, it's not a Big Mac. It's from Wise Markets, and it is Wise Quality Easy Mac and Cheese Cups. There you go. That's for the lunchbox, without a doubt. The item of the day, Wise Quality Easy Mac and Cheese Cups. You've got a chance to win later on this afternoon with Mark Stevens. So stay with us.
Morgan in the Morning, 94.1 WQKX.
In honor of Polka Day, it's the greatest hits of Led Zeppelin.
Yeah.
There's a lady who sure also glitters is gold when she's buying a
stay with the heads and pay.
When she gets there, she knows that the stores are all closed with the burn she can get what she came for.
Hey.
Led Zeppelin polka style.
Been a long time since I rocked and rolled.
Been a long time since I rock and rolled.
Been a long time. Been a long, lonely, 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 lonely time.
In honor of National Polka Day, it's the greatest hits of Led Zeppelin.
Oh.
Hey, mama said the way you move, gonna make you sweat, gonna make you groove. You need cooling, baby, I'm not fooling. I'm gonna send you back to stealing.
Ooh.
I'm going to give you my love. Want a whole lot of love, want a whole lot of love.
I love it, I'm telling you. It is National Polka Day. We'll do more later on, thanks to the Corn Tunes, as we call them, the guys that stop over my recording studio and drink way too much gin. That time they were doing like some kind of beer right out of a barrel. I don't understand it. But it is National Polka Day. We'll continue to celebrate throughout the day. Late Night Soundbites, Bill Maher was on the air over the weekend, and he's going to talk about the variant of the variant and how we vary our lifestyle. Birthday buddies still to come, and it is National Roller Coaster Day next week. But we are celebrating now. Your chance to win coming up. Stay with us. Morgan in the Morning.
Morgan in the Morning, 94.1 WQKX.
Hey, it's birthday buddy time. We don't have Lynn Hall with us again this week. So we'll fly solo. We could do it, but we miss our Lynn, that's for sure. Musical birthdays, nothing to sing along with today. The grandfather of rap music, Curtis Blow, is 62 years old today. And I thought about pulling up some Curtis Blow music, but I just couldn't find the right clip where it really highlighted Curtis. Another highlight, though, we could go back in time. In television, Amanda Bierce is 63 years old today. You might remember Amanda Moore as Marcy D'Arcy, the best friend on Married with Children.
I hate to interject sanity into your quest for the holy fail, but if you seriously want to find this person, then why don't you call a detective agency? I mean, there are some that specialize in finding missing persons.
She's beautiful and resourceful.
Well, I went to one once to find an old boyfriend. 6 feet, good looking, and a perfect 10, if you know what I mean. Oh, God, I never had it so good. The things he made me do. The things he made me feel.
Marcy, easy, easy.
Everyone since then's just been an empty shadow in comparison.
She says with her boyfriend on the couch next door.
My ex-husband Steve was pretty good.
Marcy, you wouldn't happen to have that detective's number handy, would you?
Don't be ridiculous. Why would she
sure
have
it? Sure do,
right? There it is. Marcy D'Arcy. Oh, my. Oh, also, Sam Elliott is 77 years old today. I'll take a pause so you ladies could gather your breath. All right, you got it back. I love the man's voice. I watch the Hallmark Channel just for him. However, the mustache is kind of cheesy. It's got to go. Let's take a look at the birthday buddies, the local celebs celebrating birthdays today. Happy birthday, Brenda Bloom from Sunbury. She's 60 years old today. Brenda Schwartz is 55 today. Courtney Brader from Norrie is 32. Happy birthday, Don Drumheiser. She is from Shamokin, 46 today. Hope you're enjoying National Polka Day. Diane Allen is 60 years old today. Happy birthday to Heather Pottinger from Shamokin. She's 41. Heather Riddle from Sunbury is 40. Lordy, lordy, the riddle is 40. Happy birthday, Jeff Arend from Herndon, 58 years old today. Karen Salt from McClure's, 56. Happy birthday, Kenneth Bangert from Blue Hill. He's right up here with us. He is 40 years old today. Happy birthday, Kim Dries. She's 30 years old. Yes, she is, and she's from Mifflinburg. Lindsay Kleinhopper is 37 years old today. Anybody else on this Monday? Checking down the list. Lindsay Corbin is 44. Mitzi Miles from Mifflinburg is 55. Nikki Fetro from Milton, 49. Tara Michaels from Lewisburg, 46. Wendy Croft from Mifflinburg is 56. And Whitney Harner from Watsontown is 33. Pretty cool that your name is Whitney, because it is also the birthday of the late, great Whitney Houston. Those are the birthday buddies. We do them every day at this time. You can call them in on the Ford Fun Line. You can email. You can use snail mail even. We don't care. And you can use the 94KX Facebook page. If you use our text club, please use the keyword birthday. Each and every day at this time, it's Birthday Buddies with Morgan in the Morning. New sports and AccuWeather next.
Morgan in the Morning, weekdays at 6 a.m., 94KX. Viral comedy. Morgan in the Morning, 94KX.
All right, our chance to listen to it now, and you could look it up later. Movie Mike's in the house. You like viral comedy, right?
I love viral comedy.
You ever find yourself going down the rabbit hole, like watching video after video of people doing stupid things or funny
weekly
things?
Yeah, weekly. Oh, weekly. If not daily.
I was going to say, we try to do it daily here, that's for sure. First up, all right, the bravest man in the world, perhaps, a man who is casually talking to an enormous brown bear as it walks through his yard.
Hey, big boy. Is that camera out?
Yeah.
Hey, big boy.
Big boy, yeah.
Hey, bear.
Hey, there.
Hey, bear.
Just hi there, bear, hey, in my yard. Bear. Okay, this guy is nuts. What do you think?
He's nuts. I've had encounters with bears, and I was not that calm.
No. Do you want to give me a sample of the audio from your encounter with a bear?
I don't think I can say it, but in our old house, we used to live out in the country. I walked outside on the back porch one day, and there was a bear right there off to the side, and I said something I can't repeat on the radio right back in the house.
And later you had to change your pants.
Yes.
Yeah, of course. That's what happens to us. Viral comedy number two, a man really enjoying reciting his formal resignation letter.
My formal resignation. I shall read it for you, sir. To whomever it may concern, I write this letter from a place of sorrow and regret.
Sorrow and regret?
My knees have grown weak.
Did somebody die, or you just quit your job?
Sir John, you recognize my true potential. My final effects goes to Steve, the emperor of this.
Oh, he's leaving his personal work effects to Steve.
Wow.
To my former comrades, I hereby submit my formal resignation.
Yes. Just Google resignation proclamation, and you'll get the full video. And finally, a guy who wanted to know about the free bicycles out in the front yard, but he was more amazed by the doorbell cam.
Who's there? Hello? Can you hear me?
This is weird. Is somebody there? Hello?
I'm talking to you through my doorbell.
You're talking to me through a doorbell?
Yeah.
Oh, I was just wanting to know about the bikes up by the road.
Yeah, they're free.
Yeah, they're
take
free.
Them, bud.
Both of them are free?
Yeah.
Oh, you're really talking me through a doorbell?
Yeah.
Oh, okay. That's kind of weird, but okay. Thank you.
Hey, no problem.
Hey, wow. Bud. Just take the bikes and get the heck out.
Viral comedy. Morgan in the Morning. 94KX.
Hear them now. Look them up later. Hear him coming up. Movie Mike. Lots of entertainment news or celebrity deaths? Or
unfortunately, yes. There are multiple celebrity deaths this weekend.
I know. Wasn't it sad?
It really was. We'll tell you who passed away.
Coming up next.
All right, let's welcome this evening's entertainment.
So on Friday, I'm going to reveal some secrets here. After my movie review, Tom and I were talking about the Entertainment Report and how it seems that so many celebrities die on the weekends. And sometimes this Entertainment Report seems like the Celebrity Death Report.
Uh-huh.
And we left and said, hopefully nobody will die this weekend. Well, there were three notable celebrity deaths this weekend.
We kind of jinxed it, yeah.
We did jinx it. Yeah, there were three. Actress Marky Post died Saturday after a battle with cancer. She was 70 years old. Hmm. She was known for her work on The Fall Guy and Night Court, and she also played Cameron Diaz's mom in There's Something About Mary, which, of course, we all remember.
Yep.
Also, Dennis D.T. Thomas passed away on Saturday in his sleep. He was also 70 years old. He was a co-founder and saxophonist for Kool & the Gang.
Yes.
So great. You know, we play them all the time here on Flashback Friday.
Yep. I met the guy once. He was very, like, that whole band was cool, just like the name. They're laid-back guys, very fun to hang out with.
Gotta love that. Yeah, so he'll definitely be missed. Aww. And also, Trevor Moore died on Friday from an undisclosed accident. He was 41 years old. He was a comedian, actor, and writer. He co-founded the sketch comedy troupe The Whitest Kids You Know and also had his show on Comedy Central. So no word on what that accident was yet. They're kind of keeping that a secret, but only 41.
40. Yeah, that's sad.
So
that's
very young sad. There. So three notable celebrity deaths over the weekend. Now moving on to something a little bit happier.
Okay.
The bigots from the Westboro Baptist Church tried to picket a Foo Fighters show in Kansas, and they found out what happens when you do that. Dave Grohl and the guys drove by on a flatbed truck performing their cover of the Bee Gees' You Should Be Dancing. And Grohl had a message for the protesters. He said, quote, I love you. I do. The way I look at it is that I love everybody. Isn't that what you're supposed to do? Can't you just love everybody?
Did you see the video on that? The video clip is amazing.
It is. You can see it online. It's fantastic.
Yes. Google it. You'll see them on the flatbed truck. All the protesters just yelling and screaming. And Grohl, he just handles himself so well.
Yeah, Foo Fighters are my favorite band. Every time I think I cannot love them more, they do something like this. Prove me wrong. They're the best.
Way to go.
And looking at the box office, The Suicide Squad opened in the top spot with $26 million, which is an okay opening. The movie is also available on HBO Max at the same time, so that probably cut into the box office. Meanwhile, Jungle Cruise held on to the second spot with $15 million. Old came in third with $4.1 million. Black Widow was fourth with $4 million, and Matt Damon's Stillwater rounds out the top five with $2.8 million.
There you go. There's your Monday Entertainment Report with Movie Mike. You coming back later this week?
I'll be back on Friday with a review, yes.
All right, thanks, man.
See you then.
Morgan. Morgan in the Morning, 94.1 WQKX.
Hopefully you were with us at Spyglass last Saturday. What a great time this past weekend. Of course, we all knew Blues Traveler was coming, and we had VIP winners at Three Beards. But the surprise element of the day was just great. We knew that Blues Traveler this summer is traveling with a band called JJ Gray and Mofo, and they're like a real cool blues band, so I was excited about that. But then when we got to start the broadcast, or if you were with us on Saturday at Spyglass, they announced a special guest to open up for the opening act, who was opening for the premiere act. All right, the title act. So it was just really cool. From Williamsport, Gabe Stillman took the stage. He was amazing. I mean, I later found out he was playing at the winery when he was like 16 years old. And now he's got a CD out. He's in his early 20s. He was just amazing. And it's the Gabe Stillman Band. Google that and order a CD because it was great. JJ Gray, always great in Blues Traveler. What a great Saturday it was, and the weather cooperated with us as well. Hey, yeah, coming up this Saturday, the party continues. You remember when he was here 2 years ago? It seems like last year, but then we had a whole year of COVID. George Thorogood returning to Spyglass Ridge Winery. Go to SpyglassRidgeWinery.com for tickets right now. Get your tickets.
Born,
yeah.
The nurses gathered round and gazed in wide wonder at the joy they found.
His voice is amazing.
The nurse spoke up. Say, leave this one alone.
Leave him alone.
Right away. I was spared the bone.
VIP treatment waiting for you right now.
Call 1-800-326-94KX.
Call now.
Call 1-800-326-94KX.
As always, caller 4 gets through and becomes a VIP with 94KX.
94.1 WQKX.
Still to come, Morgan in the Morning. We got a late night soundbite from Bill Maher and Tom's top list of the day. Are you psycho? You might be. Stand by.
Morgan in the Morning, 94KX.
Okay, I don't know how to approach this, but it is Tom's top list of the day. Are you psycho?
Did you know that psychopaths make up about 5% of the adult population?
Yikes.
That means 1 in 22 people are psycho.
What?
And did you know that radio personalities rank in the top 3 for psychopath
careers?
I know,
I'm
scared. What did you think about that the next time you call a radio station
and
the DJ doesn't play your song right away?
No, we play...
It's not that he didn't want to play your song.
Hey, come on.
It's that he had to dispose of the body.
No, no.
So what was the song you requested again?
Stop it. Stop. Stop it. A new study out says 1 in 22 people actually qualifies as a psychopath. 1 in 22. How many people work here? Because we are radio people. And it's scary. There's pretty good chance that you know a psychopath, says this study. 4.5% of the general population psycho. Like that guy just said, 1 in 22. And here are the top psycho jobs. CEO. Lawyer at number 2. Radio and television personality at number 3. Are you okay, Nikki? Nikki, are you okay? Number 4, salesperson. We've got them in this building. Number 5, a surgeon. Okay, that's scary. Journalist is number 6. So, yeah, you guys at the Daily Item, don't think you got off this list. Don't make fun of radio. You're there with us. Next up on the list is a priest. He's on the list. A priest. Police officer is next. Chef. Hey, Chef Brian, I love you, bud. Are you psycho? I don't think you are. You seem like a good guy to me. And finally, number 10 on the list is politician. I do not think politicians are psycho. I just think they're all nuts. There's a difference. A psycho is going to kill you. A nutbag is just going to be a nutbag. All right. The lowest job rate of psychos, social workers, nurses, therapists, craftsmen, charity workers, teachers, artists, physicians, and get this, accountants. I thought all those numbers would make you nutty. Not psycho, though. I assure you, I am nutty. I am not psycho. I am not psycho. Morgan in the Morning News is next. On the way, we're going to talk about buying gas at the supermarket and how much money can save you money. It's called Gas and Go. Stay with us.
You're listening to Morgan in the Morning, 94KX.
We've got so much to do this weekend. We hope to see you here, there, and everywhere. I mean, Saturday is going to be just fun from the beginning of the day until late at night. It all starts in Shamokin. Yeah. Listen up, Shamokin. We're coming your direction. I'm kind of excited about it. Should we bring up the polka music since it's National Polka Day? I think so. It's a nice backdrop. We'll be going to the Shamokin Wise Markets on Walnut Street. Remember when I was there the last time a couple years ago? We had so much fun. But this time, it's going to be even more fun because it's going to save you even more money. Is that cool? If you don't know where the Wise Markets is in Shamokin, get out that GPS thing. Your Waze on your phone. Whatever. 400 West Walnut Street, huh? We're going to tell you all about Gas and Go. Now, people say, okay, I got one place to go for groceries. I got another place to go for gas. No, not anymore. All right? Because when you Gas and Go at your local Wise Markets, you save per points, okay? So for every 100 points you get on your grocery bill, you know, that receipt thing that you look at, for every 100 points, you save 10 cents a gallon. Now, that not, you know, might not seem like a lot of money, but yeah, it is. 10 cents a gallon? How big is your tank? Now, save 1,000 points, and you get a dollar off. A dollar per gallon. That's pretty cool. We'll see you this Saturday at Wise Markets in Shamokin. And then it's off to Riverfest in Sunbury. And then it's off to Spyglass. What a Saturday we got lined up for you. Stay with us. The 94 days of summer.
Morgan in the Morning, weekdays at 6 a.m., 94KX.
Indeed, we've had a Monday to remember. I hope you enjoyed this show as much as I have on National Polka Day. We played polka music throughout the morning. And can we have a little more of it? Thank you. There you go. For those of you in the coal region, we salute you today. You hear a polka nowadays, everybody says, ah, Shamokin. And I guess Shamokin has them great church parties and church picnics where the polka music is pumping. But polka is a part of Pennsylvania, thus the Pennsylvania polka. And me being from Nipa, as I say, the northeastern section of Pennsylvania, where there's a heck of a lot of coal mining in their history, too, polka music was huge. So celebrate polka music today. It's been fun. Hey, more chances to win tomorrow coming up. Another chance to be a George Thorogood VIP at Spyglass. We'll tell you more about Riverfest. We'll tell you more about Morgan in the Morning live from Shamokin, the polka capital of the world. All right, I just made that up. Anyway, we'll tell you more about going live from Wise Markets in Shamokin Saturday. Also, we'll be at Riverfest. There's so much going on. Stay with us for the 94 days of summer. Hey, last week when it was National Underwear Day, I went on Facebook and I asked you to mention your unmentionables. And hardly anybody did. So I guess I broke some kind of rule on Facebook. I don't know. Today we have a new sponsor. And this is actually a company. And no, they're not a sponsor. But how about some baggy underwear swimsuit apparel that's called Junks?
Junks. Swimwear to come with custom-made storage solutions for everything you will need this summer. Hey, UK Shores. Junks allows you to pack more convenience into your beachwear.
We don't need to, you know what? We don't need the polka music with the Junks, really.
To keep all your prized possessions within reach. Need to slip, slap, slop, load up with sun cream. Keep your sizzling summer book within reach.
What?
Keep your hydration close to hand as you peruse the promenade.
Guys! This is an actual commercial I was playing. This is an actual internet commercial for underwear called Junks. Because they have pockets to store your junks.
Hey, UK Jay Shores. Junks allows you to pack more convenience into your...
And you were kind of upset that I wanted you to talk about your underwear on the 94KX Facebook page. And you can hear stuff like this on any given moment on your phone and look at guys walking around showing their junks. All right, you know what? This show's got a wider margin starting right now. But nonetheless, we'll see you tomorrow.
Thanks for listening. Morgan in the Morning, 94KX.